Today on our 1001 Spotlight, we're in the Museum of East Texas in Lufkin, speaking with the museum's executive director, J.P. McDonald, and two Regents professors from Stephen F. Austin, who are here to tell us about their unique collaboration. J.P.?
Welcome to the Forest Insect Alphabet. We're so happy to have you this morning. Dr. David Culhavey is a forest entomologist at the Arthur Temple College of Forestry and Agriculture. The artist Charles Jones is a retired professor of art and director of Lenana Creek Press.
Dr. Jones, what is Lenana Press?
About 12, 15 years ago, as part of printmaking, I'd become interested in fine press printing and using original etchings and woodcuts in books. After a couple of years, it became part of the College of Fine Arts. Over the years, we've produced about 18 major publications, and then trying to make each publication and each page of the publication a work of art.
Dr. Culhavey, how did an entomologist come to collaborate with a fine print artist?
I have a love of teaching children, and I created a program called Dr. Dave's Bugs, and I literally wander across the country singing songs to children and telling children stories and using insects as the media. Ladybird, beetle, my insect friend, let's count your legs, count them again. Charles and I got together on this, the idea of doing an alphabet of insects, and what we then did was had to choose 26 forest insects to represent the alphabet.
How do you meld bug science and music into a book and exhibition?
The book is comprised of original prints. They're relief prints. Basically, what I do is make a drawing on the block, and then I cut away what I don't want to receive ink. So the color, it has to incorporate the letter within it. And they go with the quatrain that Dr. Culhavey wrote that is sung in part of the song. The type is printed relief that's set and then printed in a separate run also. The black and white ones are called wood engravings in that the block is an ingrain piece of wood. And they will give greater detail. And that would be coupled with Dr. Culhavey's scientific description.
It's a combination of art and science, and that was our original intent, and we stayed true to that, and it was really a fun part. And as Charles mentioned, the song quatrains, they're on the color print, and they capsulize science in just four lines.
U is for unicorn caterpillar, please don't touch that spine. Many eject formic acid several inches at a time.
Dr. Culhavey, how is this music designed to fit with the science and visual artistry of the forest insect alphabet?
As I said, I wrote the songs, and then Mickey Lynn recorded them, and Charles did the accompaniment, and that's on a CD, which goes with a book, and the music is part of the exhibition, as is the art. And so once again, you have that collaboration.
We'll be playing on the 29th, banjo, mandolin, guitar.
And dancing pollinator
and dancing,
live.
And dancing ladybirds.
If you haven't seen the dancing pollinator live dance, that might be just one of the reasons just to show up.
JP, how can we see this?
We would encourage everyone to attend art, science, music with Charles Jones, Dr. David Culhavey, and Mickey Lynn Fryer at 2 p.m. Sunday, January the 29th. The children see the bugs and adults see the beautiful works of art and the sophistication in the printmaking and in the work. And they're beautiful and creepy to the little people. It's a perfect meld of art and science. So we'd love everyone to come.
That's here in the Museum of East Texas, 503 North 2nd Street, across from the Civic Center in Lufkin. If you are with a cultural organization in the region and have an event coming soon, call us at 800-552-8502, and you may be featured on a future 1001 Spotlight. For Red River Radio, I'm Dan Maxwell.